Akestandas.
Shall we pray?
Nkosi yamakhosi.
Lord of Lords.
Siyakhothamela uNkulunkulu umdali wezulu nomhlaba.
We bow before thee, we worship the creator of heaven and earth.
Wena owasifela onqamlezweni eGolgotha.
You who died on the cross for us at Golgotha.
Siyabonga ukuba isandla sakho sibe phezu kwethu njalo.
Thank you that your hand is upon us always.
Wena osigcinayo, osivikelayo kukho konke okubi nasengozini zonke.
You who protect and deliver us from all dangers.
Cela ukuthi ube kanye nathi manje usebenze ngezwi lakho.
We ask you to be with us now and work through your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Itext lethu esiyolifunda silthola kumahubo isahluko sangamashumi amabili nane.
Psalm 24.
Isihlabelelo sangamashumi amabili nantathu saziwa kakhulu emhlabeni.
Now Psalm 23 is very well known throughout the world.
Kodwa namhla sizofunda isihlabelelo sangamashumi amabili nane.
But today we'll read from Psalm 24.
Kusukela evesini lesithathu.
From verse 3.
Ngubani oya kukhuphukela entabeni kaJehova? Ngubani oya kuma endaweni yakhe engcwele na?
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place?
Yilo onezandla ezingenalo ezingenacala nenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo.
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully, he will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukufunda ukukhuluma ngesibusiso senkosi.
Today I'd like to speak about the blessing of the Lord.
Kaningi sisho kumuntu sithi sikufisela isibusiso senkosi. God bless you. Nkulunkulu akubusise.
Very often we say, God bless you.
Isibusiso senkosi akusiyo into encane.
But the blessing of the Lord is no light thing.
Ngaso siyavuka, ngaso ngokulahlekelwa sona, silahlekelwa konke okuhle.
With it we rise, and without it we lose everything.
Zifisela omunye nomunye isibusiso.
And we wish everyone the blessing of the Lord.
Indaba engumbuzo enginawo ukuthi bonke labo esibafisela isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu bayosithola yini isibusiso na?
But the question I have is that all those upon whom we wish the blessing of the Lord, do they truly receive his blessing?
Siyathandaza. Kaningi sithi awusibusise, ubusisa neingane zethu, busisa neihlobo zethu, Nkosi.
Often we pray, Lord, bless our children. Bless our relatives, Lord.
Kodwa sinombuzo ukuthi kungani abaningi kangaka bacela isibusiso kodwa babe bancane kangaka basitholayo.
But the question remains, why it is that so many desire blessing, or we desire for them God's blessing, but so few actually receive it.
Kufana neinyanga ezinomuthi wenhlanhla.
It is like
umuthi wesibusiso. Bathi uma udla lo muthi ukhotha lo muthi uzoba nesibusiso.
Those who go to the witch doctor or herbalist, and they are promised that if they will just take this muti or medicine or that potion, they will receive blessing and good
noma
luck.
Uma behlaba imbuzi, noma behlaba inkomo, bazothola isibusiso.
Or if they will slaughter a goat or a cow, then they will be blessed.
Kodwa abaningi bayaguga. Babe nezimvu ekhanda. Inkomo ziphele esibayeni. Bengatholanga isibusiso.
But many there are who grow old with grey hair, never having received blessing.
Abanye baze bafa. Bengatholanga isibusiso.
Some die without having received God's blessing.
Umbuzo ke wethu kuthi uthole isibusiso. Isibusiso senkosi sitholakala kanjani?
So the question is, how then do we receive his blessing?
Inkosi yethu kaningi ibikhuluma ngemfanekiso ngoba ithanda ukuba abantu bayizwisise indaba ayikhulumayo.
Our Lord often spoke in parables, wanting people to understand what he said through illustrations.
Isibusiso asihambisani nesono. Nesono siyachitha isibusiso.
Blessing does not walk with sin, and sin destroys blessing.
UWilliam Bush once washo ngelinye ilanga. Athi njalo uma wenza isono.
Wilhelm Busch once said, whenever you sin,
kufana nendilingi yeketanga.
It is like a link in a chain.
Futhi leli ketanga liboshelwe la entanyeni.
That chain is bound around your neck.
Uthi abantu abaningi bayahamba. Ngiyabona ukhona iketanga leli lokuhlobisa, abanye babeke nesiphambano.
And he said many people walk with it. Now you do get those who have a chain or a necklace around their neck, maybe they hang even a cross on it.
Kodwa angisho lelo ketanga, naye uBushi ubengasho leli ketanga, ubesho leli ketanga lenkulu elidonswa inkomo uma udonsa inqola noma igeja ulima leli elisindayo.
That, however, is not the chain spoken of. Bush meant it is the strongest chain, that which drags a cow or pulls the plow.
Njalo uma wenza isono noma uqamba amanga noma uzenzisa noma uthuka umuntu leli ketanga liyakhula indilingi phezu kwendilingi.
Whenever you sin, whenever you're a hypocrite, whenever you lie or swear at somebody, it is yet another chain, a heavy link in the chain.
Uma uthukuthela noma unegqubu noma unenzondo njalo uyaqhuma kuleli ketanga liyanda.
Whenever you have grudges, whenever you are angry or have hatred, this chain gets ever longer.
Why nombuzo ukuthi leli ketanga olhudulayo lingakanani na?
And so he would ask, how long is the chain that you are dragging?
Ngoba abanye benza izono kusukela phansi, beqamba amanga, bekhohlisa, bentshontsha. Kumbula ke iketanga lelo olubophele entanyeni yakho bese ke lwande luze lifike kude, uzohamba kalukhuni ukhudula leli ketanga.
There are those who sin right from the beginning, where they are doing things that are wicked right from their childhood, and so the chain grows ever longer, which they are dragging.
Kabangake izono zakho nokuthi ketanga elila entanyeni yakho lingakanani. Uma lingaqashulwanga iNkosi uJesu, ufe nalo ilone lizokhutula silikudonsele khona kwalasha emgodini ongenamkhawulo esifogweni echibini lomlilo.
Think of how long your chain is, and unless the Lord Jesus breaks that chain, that will bind you and drag you into the bottomless pit of destruction and fire.
Ngishilo ukuthi kaningi iNkosi ibikhuluma ngemfanekiso ithanda ukuthi abantu bakuzwisise lokho akushoyo.
Now I've said that the Lord Jesus often illustrated with stories so that people would understand him well.
La kusihlabelelo 24.
And here in Psalm 24,
kukhulunywa ngomfanekiso futhi.
It also uses an illustration.
Ngubani oyakukhuphukela entabeni kaJehova?
Who shall ascend or climb the hill of the Lord?
Ngubani oyokuma endaweni yakhe engcwele na?
Who shall stand in his holy place?
Ilo onezandla ezingenacala.
He who has clean hands, guiltless hands,
nenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo,
and a pure heart,
ongaphenduleli umphefumulo wakhe emangeni,
and who does not lift up his soul to lies,
ongafungi ngenkohliso,
and does not swear deceitfully,
uyena oyakwamukela isibusiso senkosi.
He is the one who will receive the blessing of God.
Nokulunga kuNkulunkulu wethu wentsindiso.
Righteousness from the God of our salvation.
Empelini thina lapha asinazo intaba enkulu kakhulu.
Now actually we don't have very high mountains here.
Njengokuba ihlobo zethu lezimbili qhamuka eAustria, izwe lentaba.
Now with the two friends here from Austria, that is a country with real mountains.
Manje eHollandi azikho neentaba.
In the Netherlands, however, they have no mountains. Many places have no mountains.
Kukhona abantu abaya khona entabeni befuna ukukhuphuka kulezo zintaba. Abanye bafele khona ngoba kulukhulu ukuyikhuphula. Abanye zinekwa aza ezinye kuyakhithika zinenkungu iqhwa alipheli.
There are those who are mountain climbers who seek to climb the highest mountains. Some even die attempting the climb that's full of ice and snow and mist. It's in their blood to climb the hills, the mountains.
Abanye bayakhuphuka uma sebephezulu waphoseke phansi bafe.
Some climb a mountain and when they're on the pinnacle they fall and die.
Ziningike intaba eziphakeme kodwa ayikho intaba engangentaba kaJehova iyona ephakeme kunazo zonke intaba emhlabeni.
Though there are many very high mountains, nothing equals the highest mountain, which is the mountain of the Lord. Here it is asked, who will ascend this mountain of the Lord, this, the highest mountain?
Futhi ngubani oya kuma endaweni yakhe engcwele na?
And who shall stand in his holy place?
Umbuzo ke lo.
That's a question.
Kuzo zonke intaba ezikhona emhlabeni ayikho intaba engangentaba kaJehova.
No mountain can match the mountain of the Lord.
Indawo kaJehova engcwele iphezu kwayo.
His holy mountain where he sits.
Ngubani ke ozokhuphukela le ntaba?
So who then will climb this mountain and receive the blessing of the Lord?
Isibusiso senkosi sitholakala le phezulu esikongweni sentaba.
For the blessing of the Lord is found there on the peak of the mountain.
Angikhulumi ke ngentaba yasemhlabeni, ngikhuluma ngentaba yokomoya.
We're not speaking about earthly mountains, but a spiritual one.
Umbuzo ke, ubani uzokhuphukela kuleyo ntaba?
So the question is, who will ascend this mountain of the Lord and receive blessing?
At yena onezandla ezingenacala.
Then it is answered, he who has clean hands.
Nenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo.
And a heart that is pure. Who does not lift up his soul to lies. He will receive the blessing of the Lord. So let us ask ourselves, we who are here, will we receive the blessing of the Lord?
Izandla zethu azinacala.
Are our hands guiltless?
Awukaze untshontshe into uthathe intsho.
Have you ever stolen something?
Noma ungene esitolo bese usuke uyithatha into uyifake ekhukhwini.
Gone into a shop and taken some article quickly into your pocket?
Noma laphulele khona mhlamba unemali uyibeke khona edroweni lakhe noma esikhwameni sakhe uma engekho usheshe uvule uthathe into noma kungesiyona imali kungaba impahla uzoyifise kwangathi nawe ungaba nempahla enjalo uyithathe.
Or maybe there's money in a drawer in some bedroom, which when the person's not there, you quickly snatch, or some article which you've envied that you steal.
Izandla zakho zimsulwa yini, zimhlophe yini, noma kukhona owakwenzayo okwangcolisa izandla zakho.
So are your hands clean, or is there something that you have done that has defiled your hands?
Kube izandla ezingenacala.
They are to be hands that are guiltless.
Zingabi necala phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu.
Guiltless before God.
Bukisisa ke izandla zakho.
Examine then your hands.
Ukuthi zinhlobo nazinacala na.
In what condition are they? Are they pure?
Luyeza usuku olukhulu lapho siyokuma phambi kwejaji lamajaji.
The great day comes when you will stand before the judge of judges and he will examine your hands.
Aliki raba o altatayo, aliki peni, akukho umuntu owamncinzayo wamshaya, noma ngempama, noma ngesibhakela.
Is there a pen or a rubber that you've stolen? You've pinched or hit somebody? Are your hands innocent before God?
Kuphela yena onezandla ezimhlophe.
Only
ezingenacala ozokwazi ukukhuphuka leyo ntapha.
Only he who has clean hands, guiltless hands, can ascend this mountain.
Uyabona ke bambalwa abakhuphukela abadonsa lentaba ngoba bambalwa abanezandla ezingenacala.
There are very few in number that actually do ascend this mountain because so many have unclean hands. There's a friend who's got a shop near Dalton. He's put up now CCTV cameras in his shop. They once noticed a man with a big jacket coming in, and as he walked by one of the shelves, he snatched an article and put it into his pocket. Saw something else, he grabbed it as well. One thing after the other, he hid in his pockets. He filled his jackets with articles. When he was going out, they stopped him and said, "Tell us, what is in your pockets?" He said, "Nothing." Then they said, "Come here." And they took him into the office where there was the camera equipment.
Bavula.
They switched it on.
Bamdlala konke bakhombisa ukungena kwakhe nokuthatha izinto ayifake emakhukhwini. Bambuza bathi usuthini ke manje.
So
kanti technology selingaka.
And so they played back what he had done, and they showed him exactly when he had walked in the shop, the different articles that he had stuffed into his jacket. He was astounded. He said, "Is technology so far advanced?" And they said, "What about what's inside your jacket? In your trousers?" I said, take it out.
Uma esekhipha, bathi usuthini ke manje, ngoba ubuphika buthi akho lutho. Manje nazi izinto eziningi kangaka. Wathi awu kuyangehlula, kanti technology selingaka emhlabeni.
And they got him to empty his pockets so that all the articles were lying there. And they said, well, what do you say now about having first denied taking anything? He simply said, well, technology is very advanced.
And so,
that was his downfall, technology. He said, is it so advanced? Guiltless hands. Do you have hands that are clean?
I remember.
And we had a youth conference at the end of which we did a check on the suitcases, and one suitcase we found the undergarments of the girl who said, I am missing my undergarments, and there it was. Let us examine our hands now as to what condition they are. Is there any guilt upon your hands? When the day of death,
uzothi veza izandla. Uyoveza izandla ezingenaqala. Kusukela emntwaneni bakho. Kuze kube usuku lokufa. Kungatholakali icala.
When your day of death comes and you draw near to God, who will ask you about your hands, how you have lived with your hands from childhood up.
Maye kuwe, uma izandla zakho zinecala.
Woe to you if your hands are guilty.
Ngeke ukhuphuke leyo ntaba.
You will never be able to ascend that mountain.
Uzohluleka.
You will fail.
Kukhona intombazana la ekhaya uanti.
There's a certain
owafa ngo-73. Uma esefa, uNkulunkulu wambulela izinto. Ethi udonsa intaba. Ethi hey, leyo ntaba ayidlali. Leyo ntaba iyadonsa ngempela.
There's a certain auntie who is here who, when she was younger, in 1973, experienced actually dying. And the Lord showed her many things, one of which was climbing a mountain, which she said was very steep. Very, very difficult to climb. You cannot climb it alone. You cannot climb the mountain without Jesus, she said. He is the one who holds your hand and can pull you and help you.
ufike la ukhuni khona donze khona uhluleke ukhuphuka leyo ntaba.
You get to some places which are just impossible to climb.
Kufanele ukuthi uzuguke ngamadolo nangezandla ukuze ukhuphuke uthandaze ukuthi ngisize Nkosi ngoba la ngikhona manje kwingozi.
Where you need to go down on your hands and knees and crawl up, calling upon the Lord to help you.
Ngapha kuyehla, ngapha kuyehla.
Steep cliffs.
Uma uwa emaceleni, maye phelile indaba yakho.
On either side, and if you fall down one of the cliffs, that's the end.
Wahamba, wafike endaweni la khona isikhukukazi.
She experienced in one place there was a hen with beautiful little chicks.
Kwadingeka ukuthi adlule manje phakathi kwazo ngoba bekuyindlela eumcingo.
It was a very narrow path and she had to go through these chickens.
Manje kube lukhuni ukuthi unyathele lamatshwele.
And it was difficult to think of trampling on these little chicks.
Wayesethandaza ethi Nkosi ngiphi isibindi, ngiphe namandla, ngiqungise isibindi, ngisuke ngidabule kuzona, noma ngiyinyathela, akunandaba, kodwa ukuze ngiphumelele.
And she prayed, Lord, give me the courage to go right through, come what may, even if some of these are trampled upon. And so she got through.
Kodwa kubuhlungu ukunyathela lamachwane, lamazinyane.
But it hurt to trample on these little chicks.
Ethe kuyasinda ukukhuphuka kulentaba.
Said, how difficult it is, how many experiences you have to go through in climbing this mountain. She met with three ladies, she said.
Who
also wanted to climb with her to receive the blessing of the Lord. And they asked, where are you headed? They answered, we are climbing the hill of the Lord to receive his blessing.
Inkosi yayisikhomba engutsheni zaso. Kwatholakala ingubo abayigqokile inamabala, inamabala.
And the Lord who had asked this question then pointed to their clothing and said, look, it's got spots, dirty marks on it.
Wayithulela nabo bazizwela ukuthi asikwazi ukuqhubeka, asikwazi ukufinyelela le phezulu ngoba uJesu ufuna ukuthi sibe ngabantu abangenacala, abangenasizi, sici, abanganalo ibala elincane nje elingcolile.
They kept quiet, for they were fully conscious of the fact that they had to climb with spotless, clean garments. And they failed to continue to climb this mountain.
And
then a man came, also climbing this mountain.
But
around his ankle was a rope.
Intambo ende yaze yashonza enzansi emhosheni udonse ngaphesheya ungaboni lapho igcina khona.
A long rope, the end of which was invisible, going down into the valley there where you could not see where it ended.
Lensizwa ibithi yakhubeka.
This young man thought he was progressing in climbing the hill.
Uma itiyakhubeka kwathi ngqi ngoba nakho ikhulekiwe njengembuzi la emaqakaleni.
But then he got stuck like a goat where you tie a rope around it, it will go a certain distance and then have to stop.
Yehluleka ukukhubeka.
He could not continue.
Kwase kuthiwa uyayibona le ndopu ekubophile.
Then it was said, do you see this rope that is around your ankles?
Iyale kwentaba.
It goes down there, down the mountain.
Iyakomunye umuntu.
Tied to someone.
Emakakaleni akhe.
To someone else. Around his ankle, this was also tied.
Kwathiwa uyabona lapho uphenduka.
It was said.
Awunqumanga leyo ntambo. Isekhona emaqakaleni. Izifinyelele kulowo muntu. Awusakwazi ukuqhubeka. Kufanele ukuthi inqunywe le ntambo. Manje lapho uphenduka uyanga kulowo muntu wayilungisa indaba yakhe.
And it was said, you see, when you became a Christian, you never broke ties with that person that you were bound to. You never went back to be reconciled and to make right with that person.
Ubuwona naye naganga nobabili lentamboke. Iboshelwe kuye. Wena uthi uyaqhubeka, akusaqhubekeki. Ngoba uboshelwe kulowo muntu. Awukaze unqume leyo ntambo. Awukaze uye kulowo muntu. Ukuthi awu ngithethelele, ngonile,
for you had sinned with him, and so you were bound together in your iniquity. You never went back to apologize and to cut that tie.
Do you see?
That climbing the mountain of the Lord is no small thing. You should have made right with that person. You should have gone back. Otherwise, you'll say, but I never took the time to go to that person and apologize and confess that I had done this with you and break that tie. You will not succeed in your journey of faith if you are still bound in sin to someone else.
Hamba uyolungisa.
Go and make right.
Ngaphandle kwalokho ngeke uqhubekele entabeni kaJehova ume endaweni yakhe engcwele.
Without which you will never succeed in climbing the mountain of the Lord to receive His blessing.
Kuthwa nenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo.
And it also says, with a heart that is pure.
Inhliziyo yomuntu kudingeka ibe mhlophe.
The heart of a person must be clean.
Uma ingemhlophe ngeke ilunge.
Should it not be clean, you will not succeed.
Encwadini kaMakhosi.
In the book of Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7,
uJesu wathi, okuphumayo kumuntu yilokho okumngolisayo enhlizwe umuntu, ngoba ngaphakathi enhlizweni yabantu kuphuma imicabango emibi, nobufebe, nokweba, nokubulala.
The Lord said in verse 20, and he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery.
Nokupinga, nokufisa, nokushinga, nenkohliso, nokungabi nanhloni, neselibi, nokuhlambalaza, nokuzidla, nobuhula. Konke lokhu kuphuma enhlizweni ngaphakathi.
Coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness, all these things come from within a man.
Abantu bebeza kuyinkosi, ithi abafundi bakho bayadla bengagezanga izandla.
People had come to the Lord and said, but your disciples are eating without having purified their hands.
Bangolile.
They are unclean.
What I akusikho lokho kungena emlonyeni okumngolisayo umuntu, kodwa okuphumayo enhlizweni ilokho kumngolisayo.
And the Lord said to them, it's not what goes into man that defiles him, it's what comes out of man.
Imcabango emibi ivela phi? Enhlizweni. Uma yona ingahlanzekile.
Where do wicked thoughts come from? From an unclean heart.
Imcabango emibi ivela khona enhlizweni.
Evil thoughts.
Ukufeba, ukweba, ukubulala, ukuphinga, nokufisa, nokushinga, nenkohliso, nokungabi nanhloni. Konke lokho kusuka enhlizweni yakho. UNkulunkulu uma embuka umuntu, akabuki nje phandle, umbuke ngaphakathi.
These evil things proceed from the heart. And all these things defile a man. The Lord is not looking just at the outside. He looks at the heart.
There
are those who don't dress nicely.
Umuntu ayigqokise njengomqwayizi.
Dress like a prostitute.
Njengomuntu osiphethe kabi oyisifebe.
Like an immoral person.
Bese uma umkhuza uthi hey akufanele ukuthi ugqoke ngalendlela. Bese athi uNkulunkulu kabuki umzimba, akabuki nengubo, ubuki inhliziyo.
If that person is challenged, they immediately rebuff with the words, but God doesn't see the outside, He only sees the heart.
Kanti abazi into abayishoyo. Iqiniso lelo ukuthi uNkulunkulu ubona inhliziyo. Kodwa imicabango emibi, nokufisa, nokuphinga, nenkohliso, neso elibi, konke lokho kusukela enhlizweni. Enhlizweni yakho, kazi ukuthi inhliziyo yakho imhlophe yini. kuthiwa babusisiwa bamhlophe ngenhliziyo baya kumbona uNkulunkulu. Kodwa uma ungenayo inhliziyo emhlophe ke kumbona nakanjani.
And they don't realize that what they're saying is only partially true, for it is from their heart that also proceeds evil thoughts, sexual immorality, adultery, all these things, they cause a person to not be able to stand in God's holy place.
Nokuhlambalaza, nokuzisa, nobuhula. Konke lokhu kusukela ngaphakathi enhlizweni.
Foolishness, all these things come from within the heart.
Mhlobo wami, inhliziyo yakho imhlophe yini, ihlanzekile yini? Noma ungagqoka kwegolide nesiliva, uyigaxe namaketanga e-diamond. Kodwa inhliziyo yakho uma ingemhlophe, ungayihlanzanga yona, uyogcina esihogweni.
My friend, you might look so nice on the outward side with clothing, expensive gold or jewelry and diamonds, but is your heart clean?
Angazi ukuthi kuyezwakala yini.
I don't know whether that's understandable.
Noma kudingeka ukuba sikhulunywa olunye ulimi uzuzwe ukuthi kuthwani.
Or do you need another language to understand?
Lento ikufikisa ubuthongo nje awuzwa phaphama ebuthongweni. Vuka ebuthongweni ngoba maye kuwe. Uma uhlangana nokufa, hlangana nengozi, ginqika ibhasi, hlangana nemoto, kanti inhliziyo yakho ayihlanzisisanga.
Or does it just make you sleepy? You need to wake up. This needs to stir you. Otherwise, you'll find that you meet with your day of death, perhaps it's in a bus accident, and you're found without a clean heart.
UJesu wathi kuMatthew 5.
Jesus said in Matthew 5.
Uma iso lakho, iso lokudla, likhubukisa, khubekisa, ngcono ulikhiphe.
If your right
eye. Ube ichithe ungene embusweni wezulu unehle lodwa, kunokuba ube namehlo amabili.
Causes you to stumble, pluck it out, lest you, so that you can go to heaven with one eye, rather than going into hell with both. And men too,
uma bethandaza,
when they pray,
aphakamise izandla ezingenacala,
let them lift up holy hands,
izandla ezingcwele.
Hands that are pure.
Ukhona lo mkhuba. Angisho ukuthi kubi, kodwa abanye uma bethandaza nje baphakamisa izandla. Kodwa kuhle uqaphelisise ukuthi lezo zandla uziphakamisayo zinhloboni.
There are those who have the habit when they pray of literally lifting up their hands. But you need to check yourself. Are those hands clean?
Kuthwa nina madoda, uma niphakamisa izandla zenu, phakamisani izandla ezingcwele, ezingenalulaka, nokungabaza.
And so the word says, if the men lift up their hands, let them be holy, let them be without anger and doubt.
Niyabona madoda.
You see, men?
Isono samadoda pelulaka.
See, the sin of men is especially anger.
Uthi uNkulunkulu ungalokothi uphakamise izandla zakhe emthandazweni uma zinolaka.
And the Lord says, don't dare lift your hands up in prayer if they have anger.
Sono samadoda.
Men's sin.
Ukuthi bathukuthele babe nolaka.
Easily lose their temper.
Isono sabesifazane samantombazana ulimi.
The sin typical of females is slander, gossip, their tongue.
kanti uNkulunkulu utho zokhuphukela entabeni kaJehova kufanele ukuthi abe nolimi olungenacala.
But if you climb the hill of the Lord, it should be a tongue with, and it should be innocent.
Qaphelisisa.
Be careful.
Funa izandla zakho uzibuke, inhliziyo yakho, indebe zakho, ukuthi ziklinini noma zingcolile.
Look at your
uma zingcolile keke uphumelele ekholweni.
Look at your hands, your heart, and look at your lips too. If they are unclean, you will not succeed in the Christian life.
Kufanele ukuthi umuntu ayihlolisise. Izwi lenkosi lithi qaphelisisa. Qaphelisisa ukuthi kungabikho phutha kuwe ngoba maye kuwe.
Thoroughly examine himself, lest there be some error, some sin in you. Then there is a woe upon you.
Lepesheya. That's the Hebrides, ngase Scotland.
Overseas, near Scotland, the Hebrides.
Konitsizwa, ezahlangana zathi madoda. Asihlangane njalo, sithandaze. Sicela ukuthi uNkulunkulu asebenze kubantu.
Some young men got together and they said, well, let's have a time of prayer so that we have a regular prayer meeting that God would work.
Kwaba ngo 1949.
It was in 1949.
Bathandaza amasonto. Bathandaza kwaze kwaba inyangana.
4 weeks on end. It was already a few months.
Behlangana iviki ngeviki bethi Nkosi thulula umoya wakho sebenza ngomangaliso.
Every week they would pray, Lord, pour out your spirit, work in a marvelous way.
Kodwa.
However,
uNkulunkulu angasebenzi.
God did not work.
Ngolunye usuku ekuseni.
And one day in the morning.
Wathi madoda, singakathandazi ake ngifunde iBhayibheli.
One of the young men said, now men, let's, before we pray, let's read the Bible.
Isihlabelelo 24.
He read Psalm 24.
Ubani ozokhuphukela entabeni kaJehova?
Who shall ascend the mountain of the Lord?
Ubani ozokuma endaweni yakhe?
Who will stand in his holy place?
Yena onezandla ezingenacala nenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo. Uyena ozobusisa, ozothola isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu.
He will receive the blessing of God.
Wayesebuka abafowabo.
He looked at his friends, his brothers in the Lord.
Wathi bafowethu.
He said, brothers,
akusizi lutho ukuba sithandaze. Uma izandla zethu zingenacala. Uma zinecala. Akusizi ukuba sithandaze ukuba singenazo inhliziyo ehlanzekileyo.
It does not help for us to pray if our hands are unclean and our hearts are impure.
Wayesethi bafowethu ake siyihlole, ake siyibuke ukuthi izandla zethu asinacala yini. Inhliziyo ihlanzekile yini? Ulimi lwethu alikaze likhulume iphutha.
He said, brothers, let's examine our hands, our hearts, our lips, whether we've spoken what is wrong.
Wehluleka ukuqhubeka. Wagcina khona lapho.
He could not continue. They stopped right there.
Kuthiwa lapho beyihlola. Omunye washayeka phansi.
As they examined themselves, one fell on the floor. So powerful was the presence of God among them. It was a different day. Three of them had broken hearts and fell on the floor.
But oh, kasekho kulokho esikujwayele, kwangathi uNkulunkulu usephakathi kwethu.
And they said, this is unusual. This seems like God is among us.
Irevival laqala khona lapho. Kwehla umoya kaNkulunkulu khona lapho. Khulunywa ngomoya ongcwele, khuluma ngomoya kaNkulunkulu. Kwehla umoya. Umoya wehli uma izandla zingenaqala. Umoya ongcwele wehli uma inhliziyo ingemhlophe. Umoya ongcwele wehli uma indebe zethu zingalunganga.
Revival began. We so easily speak about the Holy Spirit, so superficially, but if we want the Holy Spirit to truly work, we need clean hands, a pure heart, lips that are clean.
Futhi umoya kaNkuluNkulu umoya ongcwele. Awazi ukumhlukanisa umoya ongcwele. Nobungcwele bakhe. Abanye athi uma ukwitiza usunomoya cha. Akusizi ukuthi ukwitize uma indebe zakho zingahlanzekile. Akusizi ukuthi udumise uNkulunkulu uma inhliziyo yakho ingemhlophe nezandla zakho zingenaqala.
Remember, the Spirit of God is holy, the Holy Spirit. He cannot be separated from holiness, and so it doesn't help to praise and worship him if your heart is filthy, if your lips are unclean and your hands dirty.
Ngicelile ngasekuqaleni ukuthi abangani bethu abaqhamuka le e-Austria ukuthi basukume nibabone izwe elihle lwentaba.
In the beginning of this sermon, I had asked the two Austrian friends to stand up that you see them, because I wanted to point out that their country has wonderful mountains.
Manje kukhona indawo.
There is a certain place where the pinnacle is very beautiful. Below that pinnacle, below it is a little village. There is a stream that flows down the mountain past this village, and it is crystal clear.
Bathi kufanele ukuba sithole umuntu ozosigadela lo mfudlana ngoba ngokuthwasa kwehlobo amaqabunga ayawa, kube khona namatakisi awele khona emanzini.
The village people got together and said, we need to hire somebody who is a protector of the source of this water, because at certain times of the year there are leaves that fall into the stream. Then they hired an old man who lived up the mountain. So they appointed him, and his duty was solely to check this stream all the time that it shouldn't get
dirty.
Year after year, this stream was known as being clean, crystal clear, through every season.
Manje ikomiti lakhona ledilopho.
Then the town committee.
Bebehlangana njalo kanye noma kabili ngonyaka. Bezohlola amabhuku ukuthi kumi kanjani nokuthi izinto zihamba kanjani.
Who had official meetings once or twice a year just to examine things, check their books.
Uma behlola incwadi, bathi hawu sithola umuntu la esingamaziyo osebenza khona lapha entabeni. Usebenzani? Kuyilokhu simkholela kusho ukuthi simosa imali.
Then this committee, who didn't know this man, they said, who is this man in our books to whom we pay a regular salary? What is he doing? We don't know him. Let us fire him. So he was given notice and was told, we don't need a person who's doing this job of yours.
Cleaning
the water. It didn't take long.
Abelungu bebeqhamuka kuyo yonke iYurophu beza kuleyo ndawo bezobona ubuhle bendawo nobuhle bamanzi bekhona namadata amahansi lawo amakhulu amhlophe abukeka kahle esuka ebhukuda khona.
People from all over Europe used to visit this town and admire the beautiful water and the ponds where swans and ducks would swim.
Bafika abantu bezobuka bekhona nemishini egayimpupu ngalamanzi acwebile.
They could even run a mill to grind and make flour from the power of the stream.
Namasima khona bebebukeka kahle uhlaza kahle ngalamanzi amahle.
And everything looked beautiful, the fields too, because of this beautiful water.
Uma besehlangene ngobunye ubusuku.
One night
these
town people, the managers of it, this committee said, no, we're wasting our money on this man. We don't need him to do this job. Not long after that,
amanzi akhona sukangcola.
The water became dirty.
Amaqabunga.
Leaves.
Yellow
leaves.
Awa, angena manzini.
Had fallen into the water.
Nezinti zawele manzini.
And branches had fallen into it.
Akuthathanga sikhathi kwase kunuka la manzi.
Soon, the very water itself stank, and the people didn't want to drink the water anymore.
Nemshini le eyayigaya impupho ngamasondo ayiqhutshwa lamanzi acwebile asukonakala.
And this hydro mill couldn't operate anymore.
Abantu bafe bayeke ukufika khona ukuzobona ubuhle bakhona.
And so tourists who used to come to see this no longer came.
Imshini yokugaya impupu yama.
And this mill
kwagcwala udoti phakathi emanzini.
Stopped completely and it was, the water was just full of dirt.
Yini?
Why?
Lo muntu obekwe ngisisa esusa lamaqabunga nalamatakisi euklina lomfudlana ubengasekho yangcola indawo nevakashi zayeka ukuza.
The cleaner was no longer cleaning the stream of the leaves and the sticks and whatever fell into it. And so things came to a standstill, even the mill.
Lelo dilopo igama lale lihle laphela ukuba lihle. Abantu bayeke ivakashi zayeka ukufika ukuhlala emahotela khona. Ngoba amanzi ayisemabe sengcolile.
And the reputation of this town and that stream was lost because people didn't want to come anymore to see this because it was dirty.
Uyabona leyo mfihlakalo.
You see the secret?
Bekhona umuntu obeklina njalo icicile, ekline ecwengisisa, bamyekisa. Agcwaludoti. Angenwa okungekuhle, yaphela leyo ndawo enhle.
The person whose job it was to clean that stream regularly had been fired and the good water came to an end.
Nyabona impilo yethu uma singayicwengisisi usuku nosuku. Uma singehlise nyuka sibheke siqaphelisise yogcwala udoti isigcino ibusiso keke sibe khona nabantu keke bafike bezobona ubuhle bakhona.
You see, if we are not busy cleaning our stream day and night, then eventually the clarity of that water, the beauty of the stream is lost and people will no longer admire it.
Nomhlaba wethu, nomhlaba wakithi uzongcola, nekole zethu ziyongcola, nokholwa kwethu kuzoba yinto engasile, uNkulunkulu keka satholakala khona.
Our country will be defiled, our schools and our Christianity will be defiled.
Ngiyavala manje.
I close now.
Nempilo yakho uma ungayicwengisisi utethela amanga, inkohliso, ungutshontsha, ubufebe, uqwayisa, udedele zonke lezo zinto kuzogcwala udodi kubuso Sathane.
If our hearts are not kept regularly clean from deception, from lies, from immorality, Satan will abide there.
Futhi wena ngeke ukhuphukele entabeni kaJehova lelo ketanga lezono lokhudula kunokuba uqhubekele phambili uzoya emuva.
And you will fail to climb the mountain of the Lord. That chain of sin will drag you back.
Ake nginibuzeke ningakaphumi ngingakavali. Izinhliziyo zenu zinhloboni. Zimhlophe. Izandla zenu azinaqala. Akukho kusemaqakaleni. Uyokhuphuka intaba kaJehova noma uzophelelwa amandla phakathi nendawo.
Is your heart clean? Are your hands undefiled? Your lips clean? Or are you being
dragged?
You should be busy with cleaning your heart. If you are not doing that, then don't blame me one day and say, I never told you the truth.
I need
to stop now. Time is gone on.
But just for a moment, have a look at your hands. Look into your past. Are they guiltless? Is your heart snow white? Nothing tied to your ankles? If there is, now is the time to get right with God.
Noma usadonswe muva ngeketan lesono uma kunjalo yiso isikhathi sokuthi ulungise noNkulunkulu.
Ehepretis lapho indoditi madoda izandla zethu zinjani ulimi lwethu lunjani inhliziyo injani uthi siyaganga uma siqhubeka ngokuthandaza sithi sebenza Nkosi sibusise Nkosi ngeke usithole isibusiso noma usondela kusona siyokubalekela.
In the Hebrides they were praying regularly for revival, but then until one person said, we are wasting our time if we have unclean hearts, impure hands. And though you might be close to blessing, it will slip through your fingers. Let's get right with God. Let the sun not go down without your being reconciled to God, without your confessing your sin, your tongue, without it being sorted
out.
Woe to you if you go your own way, you'll land up in hell. However, if you get onto God's way, there is the hope that you'll enter into heaven.
Let's stand
and pray. If your knees are not too sore. Lord Jesus. We hear your word. As to who will ascend the mountain of the Lord. Only he who has guiltless hands. And a heart that is pure. And whose lips do not speak deception. Work, O Lord. That this meeting would not have been in vain.
But that
everyone would be helped through it and find reconciliation with you.
Amen.
Amen.